Prisons in Idaho are bursting at the seams. Prisons are full, county jails are packed, and hundreds of Idaho inmates are being held in a private prison in Texas because we just don't have enough room to house them here in Idaho. Well, Monday, the Idaho State Board of Corrections said the answer to this problem, a prison expansion at the cost of $500 million. Betsy Russell with the Idaho Press covered that meeting, and her article on this proposal is in today's Idaho Press. And Betsy joins me live in studio to talk more about this proposal. Welcome to the show, Betsy.
Thanks.
First off, tell me about this request, because the board made it to the corrections facility, correct, to have them come up with a proposal?
The board asked the leadership of the Idaho Department of Correction to look into all the numbers and the forecasts and what we're doing now, where we're headed, and what we need to do to meet the need. And this was the result. And it was a fairly exhaustive look at how many inmates we have now, where they are, how full we are.
Right.
And the details are kind of startling. For example, currently, all Idaho prisons are at 100% or more capacity. Normally, their goal is 98% capacity to allow them the flexibility to move people around if there's a disciplinary problem or something like that. No more. Plus, they're funded at 98%. So that means the food is funded at 98%. Everything's coming up a little short. We have almost 600 state inmates currently being housed in county jails. The county jails also don't have room and would like to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And we have 250 Idaho inmates now in a private jail in Texas and another 56 headed down there shortly.
And if I'm correct in this, we pay to have them housed in Texas.
We do. We're currently paying around $69 per day per inmate, which is a pretty decent deal. And when the leadership of the State Department of Correction looked around for some other spots, because we got lots more inmates, we're looking for places, maybe even closer places to put them. Henry Atencio, the state corrections director, said his preference would be other state prison beds, maybe in nearby states. And so they found Oregon, for example, had some beds. Well, those were over $110 a day. Then they found some in Alaska. They were $167 a day. We can't afford it.
No, that would be more than doubling the cost.
That's right.
So the question then is, why are we seeing such high prison numbers?
And really interestingly, the answer to that question appears to be drugs. In the past year, half of the people who were sentenced to prison in Idaho were sentenced for drugs. And another 20% plus were for property crimes that in most cases are related to drugs. Only 20% of those who were sentenced to prison in Idaho in the last year were sentenced for violent crimes.
So how about this idea of not incarcerating so many people? I believe a board member actually may have said something like that. But a lot of our drug laws have to do with basically if you are sentenced to a certain drug crime, you have to stay in prison for a certain number of times.
That's right. And that was an issue in the legislature this year. There was legislation that was very strongly supported to, for the very first time, ease some of those mandatory minimum sentences that we have for the crime that Idaho defines as, quote, drug trafficking, but which is defined as simply possession of X amount of this drug or that drug. And so there are people who are in prison for mandatory minimum terms in Idaho for simply possessing drugs. Our drug laws and our sentences are considerably stronger than most of our surrounding states. And, of course, the most obvious example is that practically all of the surrounding states have legalized marijuana in one form or another for medical or recreational use. It is strictly illegal here in Idaho.
And these are a lot of times the people that we see going to prison are people that possess marijuana.
Well, apparently, it's not just marijuana.
Right, it's not.
So,
it isn't.
So I should mention that in addition to all those people who were sentenced to prison for the first time in the last year, they're not even the majority of those who went to prison in the last year, because twice as many went back because they violated parole. They're people who were already in prison, violated their parole, and had to go back to prison. So out of that group, most of them committed new felonies. It wasn't technical violations, which has been an issue in Idaho in the past. That people get out on parole and then they don't fill out a form or something and they're back in prison. These people committed new felonies. 75% of the new charges, drug possession. And the top drug involved was methamphetamine, followed by heroin, followed by opioids.
So marijuana is down on the list.
It was pretty far down on the list.
And there were lawmakers at this meeting yesterday.
Yes.
What did they have to say about this? Like I said, there was one lawmaker, I believe, who said, What about not sending everyone to prison?
Well, the lawmakers who participated in this meeting were the chairman of the House and Senate Judiciary Committee, and they were very involved, particularly the House chairman, Representative Lynn Luker from Boise. And both he and Senator Patty Ann Lodge from Canyon County are looking ahead to a meeting they have next Monday on justice reinvestment. And Representative Luker told me this question of the inputs of, are we over-sentencing people? Is that why our prisons are full to overflowing and bursting? Is one that that committee will be looking at next week.
And when they talk about, you know, sending people to prison and are we sending them to prison too often, I would say it's not necessarily about not sentencing them. It's about, do you send them for 1 year versus 5 years versus 10 years. Is that what they would potentially be looking at?
It could be. I mean, one example that Representative Luker mentioned to me is our threshold for grand theft. So currently it's $1,000. So if you steal less than $1,000, it's a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor means county jail up to a year. A felony for over $1,000 means you go to prison for more than a year. Other states, there was one state recently that raised that same threshold from $1,000 to $1,500 and was sentencing fewer people to prison, but did not have an increase in crime. So that might be the kind of thing that they look at.
And for an example for that, if listeners are wondering, think about a mountain bike, right? Most mountain bikes or cycling bikes are more than $1,000. If someone steals a bicycle, that could be a felony.
That's right.
That's what we're, I mean, those are the things they're talking about.
Idaho is known for having very tough criminal sentencing laws, and that is by choice. Our legislature and elected state leadership have always taken a very tough on crime stance. And as a result, although we have a very low crime rate compared to most states, we have long had a much higher incarceration rate. And that has come back to bite us a number of times over the years. About 4 or 5 years ago, we began this Justice Reinvestment Initiative, and that was aimed, they brought in the Council of State Governments to analyze what was going on in Idaho, and they made some changes, and the hope was we could change the system so we wouldn't have to build a $500 million new prison right away. And things did change. There was a big drop for a while in the number of inmates, but our population is increasing, and because of many things that are going on, but biggest of all drugs, we are now to the point where we can't put it off anymore, according to the State Board of Correction.
And in fact, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Boise Police Chief Bill Bones, as well as some lawmakers, about the opioid crisis that we're seeing in Idaho. So it goes back to exactly what we're talking about today. I'm speaking with Betsy Russell with Idaho Press about a possible $500 million prison expansion. Betsy, a question I have for you then as well is, who in the world will pay for this?
Well, all of us, of course.
Of course.
That's how these things get done. So if this is a new state-built and operated prison, then the state would issue bonds, likely over 20 or 30 years, and those would be paid off with our taxes. That's how we build these things.
What about the idea of private? Because did that not come up in the conversation yesterday as well?
It was floated that perhaps there should be a request for information from private prison companies to see if they want to develop this for us. But that was immediately shut down with some very strong opposition due to Idaho's very recent experience with exactly that.
And maybe talk a little bit about that if people don't realize that, because we did have a huge issue with a private prison.
And in fact, the last prison that was built in Idaho in 2000, which was also the state's largest prison at the time, was built by a private company, Corrections Corporation of America. And they operated it for 14 years, during which time there were multiple lawsuits, incredible scandals, rampant violence. The state finally settled with the provider for a $1 million payment and took back over operation of the prison itself. It is now a state-owned and operated prison. It is no longer private. And that is our most recent experience with private prisons. Nevertheless, throughout this time, whenever we've been overflowing in our prisons and have had to send inmates out of state, they have almost always gone to privately operated prisons, including the one in Texas where we have 250 inmates right now. That's operated by the GEO Group, another private prison firm.
And when we talk about the proposal about this $500 million expansion, they're also talking about a facility in North Idaho for inmates who are on the cusp of being released. So that would be part of it. Mm-hmm. But then also the what they want to do if they build this new prison, this would be devoted to special needs, correct? I mean, that's the proposal.
The proposal that the department has worked up is essentially to take all those special needs functions that are in our prisons right now and consolidate them at this new prison. And that includes something they call the RDU, the Reception and Diagnostic Unit, where every inmate who goes anywhere in the prison system goes there first to be evaluated and get a classification. It is way overflowing. It includes things like the infirmaries. Apparently, for 7,500 or so male inmates right now, we have 29 infirmary beds.
That's it.
So there would be a much expanded infirmary space. It would include special units for inmates with Alzheimer's and dementia, mental health units, a lot of things that we do have in our system now, but they are overtaxed and they're scattered. So all those things would be consolidated into this new prison, and then that would open up in turn 900 and some beds at existing prisons for the general population to use.
So what's the next step in this? What happens next?
In about 2 weeks, the Board of Correction is going to meet again and take a formal vote on this proposal. And if they approve it, they will be proposing it to the governor in their budget request. And that's due by September. It will then be up to the next governor to propose this to the legislature, which will consider it in January. And of course, the timing is such that we don't know who our next governor
right.
will be. And the new governor will have just taken office. So really, a lot of it will fall on current Governor Otter to lay the groundwork for that next governor to be able to make that call very quickly when they come into office.
Because this will, if he makes that recommendation come September, we will see this in January to see what potentially could happen.
We will see the debate in the legislature.
Well, you will be there covering it.
I will.
All right. Betsy, I really appreciate your time today. My guest today is Betsy Russell. If you would like to read Betsy's entire article, you can find it at Idaho Press. You can also find it online, idahopress.com. And we will, of course, link the article on our website.